The next item I have on the agenda is a request for an emergency amendment. Amendment pertaining to Spanish mackerel and king mackerel. Item 15. Who has that?
This is Patrick Gear.
Chief Gear. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioner. Please first come up. Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the Commission. This is an emergency amendment to Chapter 4 EAC 20-540-10 pertaining to Spanish mackerel and king mackerel to establish a Spanish mackerel bycatch allowance in state waters once federal waters are closed. Next slide, please. On Friday, July 19th, NOAA Fisheries announced commercial fishing for Spanish mackerel northern zone will close Wednesday, July 22nd. The fishery has nothing in its regulation to complement a federal water closure, nor take advantage of the SMP's allowance of a bycatch allowance to state waters once the federal waters close. Next slide, please. Just a little bit of background about Spanish mackerel management. The Atlantic Migratory Group Spanish mackerel are jointly managed by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council. For reference, under ASMFC, it falls under the Omnibus Amendment to the Interstate Fisheries Management Plan for Spanish mackerel, spot, and spotted sea trout. It was last updated for Spanish mackerel in August of 2013. For the Council, it falls under the Coastal Migratory Pelagic Resources SMP, and it was last updated in Framework Amendment 1 in May of 2014. The Coast Guard annual commercial catch limit is 3.3 million pounds and is broken into two management zones, the Southern and the Northern Zone. Virginia is in the Northern Zone and has a commercial annual catch limit of 662,670 pounds. The season runs from March 1st until the last day of February or until the quota is met. Virginia's regulations follow the SMP maximum daily commercial catch limit of 3,500 pounds per vessel. The SMP also allows for that daily 500 pound per vessel bycatch allowance in state waters once waters close. The stock is not overfished, and overfishing could not be determined in the last stock assessment, which was completed in 2012. Next slide, please. This is a slide of the Northern Zone commercial landings since 2015, showing the last six seasons. As I mentioned, March 1st to the next to February of the next year. The data for the present 2020-21 season is through July 20th and indicates 101.9% of the quota has been harvested. NOAA just updated these numbers late yesterday afternoon, and the landings are now at 103.4% of the quota. The quota has been exceeded each of the past 4 years, and the season is closing early each year, as indicated by the dates above each bar. Next slide. These are the landings by state for the Northern Zone only. North Carolina shown in blue, typically accounts for 90% of the overall landings, with Virginia shown in green, accounting for about 7% of the annual landings. Virginia had a large increase in landings in 2019, making up about 14.6% of the reported Northern Zone landings in 2019. Next slide, please. And this is showing the same information for Virginia alone. The three-year average between 2016 to 2019 is just under 28,000 pounds, but landings in 2019 were five times that, at 136,000 pounds. Over the past 5 years, 80% of the landings are coming from poundnets, with 18.5% from gillnets. However, most of the effort is associated with gillnet as incidental catch. Next slide, please. This is Virginia landings by month average over the last 5 years. June and July are typically the peak months for landings, but in 2019, August had similar high landings as well. Federal water closures that we saw in November 2017 and 18 had very little impact on Virginia harvest, since fish have already moved out of the bay. However, in 2019, 11% of the harvest and 38% of the trips occurred after the federal waters closed on August 4th, with only four of those trips over the 500 pounds or more. The average reported catch per trip in state waters after the federal waters closed in 2019 is just under 29 pounds per trip, compared to 100 pounds per trip for the entire season. Given the low catch rates in August, allowing the reduced bycatch fisheries to continue after federal waters close will not have much of an impact but will allow fishermen to take advantage of these fish when incidentally caught, and will also reduce regulatory discards. Next slide, please. Okay, you see this at other times already, where there's ongoing tasks of cleaning up regulations when we open them. So regulatory changes are shown in yellow, and language changes are shown in brown. The next slide, please. This is section 30 of chapter 4 VAT 20-540. It relates to possession limits. So on page 20 regulation, we added the word recreational to the title and deleted established, because the section has already been established in the past. Subsection A, we reworked it to be consistent with other regulations, term broken line, and we deleted the entire subsection C, since this section 30 now addresses only recreational possession limits. Next slide, please. Section 40 deals with minimum size limits, and it's on page 2 of your regulations. Again, we've removed established because it's already been done in the past, and added some clarifying language in subsections A and E. Next slide, please. Section 50 is the main purpose for this emergency amendment. It appears on page 2 of the regulation that addresses trip limits. In the title, we added the word commercial, and once again, we removed established. The first page was previously a standalone section in this section, and now it's subsection A, with an exception for the new section, subsection B. Subsection B is new and establishes the bycatch allowance and reads as, when a commercial closure in federal waters for the northern zone, Atlantic Migratory Group, Spanish mackerel, is announced by the National Marine Fisheries Service, it shall be unlawful for any person to possess or land in Virginia any amount of Spanish mackerel in excess of 500 pounds from any vessel in any one day. This federal closure and state water per trip possession limit will be posted on the Commission's website. Next slide, please. And staff recommends to the Commission to amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-540-10 pertaining to Spanish mackerel and king mackerel to establish a 500-pound daily per vessel bycatch provision in state waters for the Spanish mackerel commercial fishery to coincide with federal waters closures as announced by the National Marine Fisheries Service. Staff also recommends advertising for a public hearing for the August Commission meeting to make the amendment a permanent part of regulation. And if this amendment is approved, we plan on the implementation date of Monday, August 3rd, which gives some time to notify fishermen and buyers about this change. And I'll take any questions at this time.
Any questions for Chief of Fisheries Gear by members of the Commission? There being none, this is a public hearing. Anyone in the public wishes to be heard, please either indicate by the chat icon on your computer or now when the phone lines are unmuted and open. State your name. There being none, the matter is before the Commission.
Mr. France moves to accept staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. France to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second to the motion?
Yes, I will second.
Ms. Everett seconds the motion. Mr. France?
Aye.
Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Miner?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Is there any more business to come before the Commission before I just say a few words before we adjourn? I would certainly appreciate if a motion be made to adjourn in honor of a longstanding employee, Hank Badger, who will be retiring August the 1st of 2020. Ben Stagg was kind enough to write a short paragraph, and I'd like to read it into the record. Ben says, I want to say a little more about Hank and his family's history with the agency. Hank's grandfather was associated with the Commission of Fisheries, precursor to BMRC, beginning in 1907. He eventually became the chief engineer for the Engineering Survey Division before his eventual retirement. Hank's father also worked for the commission starting in the 1940s, and he also became chief engineer in 1950 and served until his death at age 51 in 1968. Hank started with the agency in 1978, and he too eventually became chief engineer. Except for a brief period of time between 1968 and 1978, there has been a badger working for the agency since 1907. Hank's retirement marks the end of an era that will likely not be seen again with this agency. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank Hank for his long-term service to the Marine Resources Commission, the Commonwealth of Virginia. Not only was he a very, very valued employee, he was a wonderful friend, and we certainly will miss him, and we wish him the very, very best and a deserved retirement and second life to be had to enjoy. Chair will entertain a motion.
I move adjourn.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to adjourn. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second made by Mr. Minor. All in favor of adjourning in honor of the longstanding service of Mr. Badger, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank everyone for their time and effort today. Much appreciated as we work through these difficult times. Look forward to seeing you again in person. God bless and stay safe. Meeting adjourned.